refused to help their neighbour, his response was to begin revising and developing the lyric. The emerging poetic drama was further redefined after a meeting with a priest who, unlike him, had enlisted to fight in what he felt was a just war against Germany. The young pastor became the central character in the work finally published in 1866 to huge popular acclaim. This production of Brand was first broadcast in 2011 and stars the late Gerard Murphy and Morven Christie.
The river has hollowed its way beneath us. There's an abyss here, too deep to fathom. It'll swallow us up.
I must go on. I told you before.
No, it's beyond mortal power. Feel. The ground here is hollow and brittle. Stop! It's life or death.
I must. I serve a great master.
What's his name?
His name is God.
Who are you?
A priest.
Listen, priest. We've only got one life. Once that's lost, we don't get another. There's a frozen lake ahead, and mountain lakes are treacherous.
We will walk across it.
Walk on water?
It has been done.
Oh, that was long ago. There are no miracles now. You sink without trace.
Farewell!
You'll die!
If my master needs my death, then welcome flood and cataract and storm.
Oh, he's mad.
Father, let's turn back. There's a storm coming on.
Guide, didn't you say your daughter has sent you word that she is dying and cannot go in peace unless she sees you first?
I was on my way there.
What would you give for your daughter to die in peace?
I'd give everything I have. My house and farm, and gladly.
But not your life.
My life?
Huh?
Well, there's a limit. Have a wife and children at home.
Go home. Your life is the way of death. You do not know God, and God does not know you.
You're hard.
Come on, Father.
All right. But he must come too.
Must I?
An avalanche!
Stay here, priest!
Let go! No!
The devil take me!
Let go, I want you!
He will, you can be sure, in the end.
Oh. Stubborn fool. Oh, but he's strong. Oh, so that's what he calls the Lord's work.
Hey! Priest!
He's gone over the pass.
No, I can still see him.
Hey there! Where did we leave the road?
You need no signpost. Your road is broad enough.
Oh, I wish to God it was. Then I'd be warm at home by nightfall.
They grope their way home. You coward. If you'd had the will and only lacked the strength, I would have helped you. Footsore as I am, I could have carried you on my tired back gladly and easy. How men love life. They'll sacrifice anything else but life. No, that must be saved. When I was a boy, two thoughts kept occurring to me and made me laugh. An owl frightened by darkness and a fish afraid of water. Why did I think of them? Because I felt dimly the difference between what is and what should be. Between having to endure and finding one's burden unendurable. Every man is such an owl and such a fish, created to work in darkness, to live in the deep, and yet he is afraid. He splashes in anguish towards the shore, stares at the bright vault of heaven and screams, "Give me air and the blaze of day." What was that? It sounded like singing. Yes? There it is, laughter and song. The sun shines. The mist is lifting. Now I see the whole mountain plain. A happy crowd of people stand in the morning sunshine on the mountaintop. Now they are separating. The others turn to the east, but two go westwards. They wave farewell. Light shines about these two. It is as though the mist fell back before them, as though heather clothed every slope and ridge and the sky smiled on them. They must be brother and sister. Hand in hand they run over the carpet of heaven.
Your joyful game you can play.
Stop. You're on the edge of a precipice.
Who's that shouting?
Oh, look.
That snowdrift's hollow. It's hanging over the edge of the precipice. Save yourself before it's too late.
We're not afraid.
We haven't finished our game. We've a whole lifetime yet.
We've been given 100 years together in the sun.
And then?
Then? Home again. To heaven.
Oh, that's where you come from, is it?
Of course it is. Where else? Come down here, and I will tell you how good God has been to us. And then you'll understand the power of joy. Don't stand up there like an icicle. Come on down. First, I'm a painter. It's a wonderful thing to give my thoughts flight, charming dead colours to life. But the most wonderful thing God did was to give me Agnes for my bride. I was coming from the south after a long journey with my easel on my back.
As bold as a king, fresh and gay, knowing 1,000 songs.
As I was coming through the pass, I saw her. She'd come to drink the mountain air, the sunshine, the dew and the scent of the pines. There I painted my masterpiece. A blush on her cheek, 2 eyes bright with happiness. A smile that sang from her heart. I asked her to marry me and she said yes. They gave a feast for us which lasted for 3 days. Everyone was there.
Where are you going now?
Over that last mountain peak. Westwards, down to the mouth of the fjord. And then home to the city for our wedding feast as fast as ship can sail.
And there?
A happy life. Together. Like a dream. Like a fairy tale. For this Sunday morning, out there on the mountain, without a priest, our lives were declared free of sorrow and consecrated to happiness.
By whom?
By everyone.
Farewell.
No, wait. Don't I know your face?
I am a stranger.
Oh, I'm sure I... Could we have known each other at church or at home?
Yes, we were friends at church. But then I was a boy. Now I am a man.
It can't be. Brand! Yes, it's you!
I knew you at once.
Oh, how good to see you. Look at me. Yes, you're the same old Brand who always kept to yourself and never played with us.
I was of another race, born by a cold fjord in the shadow of a barren mountain.
Is your home in these parts?
My road will take me through it.
Through it? You're going beyond, then?
Yes, beyond. Far beyond my home.
Are you a priest now?
A mission preacher. I live one day in one place, the next in another.
Where are you bound?
Don't ask that.
Why?
Well, the ship which is waiting for you will take me too.
Oh, Agnes, he's coming the same way.
Yes, but I am going to a burial feast.
To a burial feast?
Who's to be buried?
That god you have just called yours.
Come, Einar.
Brand.
The god of every dull and earthbound slave shall be shrouded and coffined for all to see and lowered into his grave. It's time, you know. He has been ailing for 1,000 years.
Brand, you're ill.
No, I am well. And strong as mountain pine or juniper, it is our time, our generation, that is sick and must be cured. All you want is to flirt and play and laugh, to do lip service to your faith and not to know the truth, to leave your suffering to someone who they say died for your sake.
Oh, I see. This is the new teaching. You're one of those pulpit thumpers who tell us that all joy is vanity and hope the fear of hell will drive us into sackcloth.
No, I do not speak for the church. I hardly know if I'm a Christian, but I know that I'm a man.
and I know what it is that has drained away our spirit.
Oh, we usually have the reputation of being too full of spirit.
You don't understand me. It isn't love of pleasure that is destroying us. It would be better if it were. Enjoy life if you will, but be consistent. Do it all the time, not one thing one day and another the next. Be wholly what you are, not half and half. Everyone now is a little of everything. A little solemn on Sundays, a little respectful towards tradition. Makes love to his wife after Saturday supper because his father did the same. A little merry at feasts, a little lavish in giving promises, but niggardly in fulfilling them. A little of everything, a little sin, a little virtue, a little good, a little evil. The one destroys the other, and every man is nothing.
All right, I agree that we are sinful, but what has that to do with him? You want to bury the god I still call mine?
My charming friend, show me this god of yours. You're an artist. You've painted him, I hear. He's old, isn't he?
Well, yeah.
Of course. A feeble dotard in his second childhood. Feeble like the generation that worships him. Mine is a storm, but yours is a gentle wind. Inflexible, but yours is death. All loving. Not all doting. And he is young and strong like Hercules. His is the voice that spoke in thunder when he stood bright before Moses in the burning bush, a giant before the dwarf of dwarfs. In the valley of Gideon, he stayed the sun and worked miracles without number and would work them still if people were not dead like you.
And now we're to be created anew?
Yes. As surely as I know that I was born into this world to heal its sickness and its weakness.
Do not blow out the match because it smokes before the lantern lights the road. Do not destroy the old language until you have created the new.
I do not seek to create anything new. I uphold what is eternal. I do not come to bolster dogmas or the church. They were born and they will die. But one thing cannot die. The spirit, not created but eternal, redeemed by Christ when it had been forfeited in the first fresh spring of time. He threw a bridge of human faith from flesh back to the spirit's source. Now, it is hawked round piecemeal, but from these stumps of soul, from those severed heads and hands, a whole shall rise which God shall recognize. Man, his greatest creation, his chosen heir, Adam, young and strong.
Goodbye. I think we'd better part.
Go westwards. I go to the north. There are two roads to the fjord. One is as short as the other. Farewell.
Goodbye.
There is darkness and there is light. Remember, living is an art.
Turn the world upside down. I still have faith in my God.
Good. But paint him with crutches. Oh. I go to lay him in his grave.
Has the sun gone down?
No. It's only a cloud passing. Soon it will shine again.
Oh, there's a cold wind.
There's a gust blowing through the gap. Oh, let's go down.
How black the mountain has become. Shutting our road to the south.
You were so busy singing and playing, you didn't notice it until he frightened you with his talk. Let him follow his narrow path. We can go on with our game.
No, not now. I'm tired.
Yeah. So am I. And the way down isn't as easy as the way we've come. Oh, look, Agnes. You see that blue streak over there with the sun on it? Mm. That's the sea. And the dark smoke drifting along the fjord. And that black speck which has just appeared off the headland, that is the steamer, yours and mine. And now it's moving into the fjord. Tonight it will steam out into the open sea with you and me on board. Now the mist veils it. Heavy and grey. Look, Agnes, did you see how the sea and sky seem to paint each other?
Yes. But did you see...
What?
How... as he spoke, he grew.
Agnes? Agnes, wait for me.
Every boathouse, every cottage down there, the landslide hill, the birch trees on the fjord, the old brown church, the elder bushes along the riverbank. I remember it all from childhood. But it looks greyer now and smaller. The snow drift on the mountain hangs further out than it used to. It cuts even more from the valley's meager strip of sky. It lowers, threatens, shadows, steals more sun. The fjord. Was it as grim and narrow as this? A storm is blowing up. There's a ship running for shelter, and there to the south, under the shadow of a crag, I can see a houseboat and a jetty, and behind them, a red cottage. The widow's cottage. My childhood home. Memories swarm upon me, and memories of memories. There, among the stones of the shore, I lived my childhood. Alone. A heavy weight lies on me. The burden of being tied to another human being whose spirit pointed earthwards. Everything that I desired so passionately before trembles and fades. My strength and courage fail me. My mind and soul are numbed. Looking down on my home, I find myself a stranger. I awake bound, shorn, and tamed, like Samson in the harlot's lap. Hello there. Who is throwing stones?
He screeched! I hit him! Oh, no! There he sits, unhurt, rocking on that fallen branch.
Who does?
God's name!
Shh! Who are you? Stand still! Stand still! He's flying away.
Who is flying away?
Didn't you see the hawk?
The hawk? No.
The big, ugly bird with the red and gold circled eye!
Where are you going?
To church!
But there's the church!
That?
Yes. Come with me.
No, that's ugly.
Ugly? Why?
Because it's small.
Do you know a bigger one?
A bigger one? Oh, yes. Bye-bye.
Is your church up there? That leads into the mountains.
Oh, come with me, and I'll show you a church built of ice and snow.
Of ice and snow? Now I understand. I remember. When I was a boy, up among the peaks and summits at the head of the valley, there was a chasm. A frozen mountain lake was its floor, and a great piled snowdrift stretched like a roof over the split in the mountain wall. People called it the Ice Church.
Yes! It looks like rocks and ice, but really it's a church.
Never go there. A gust of wind can bring the roof crashing down. A scream, a rifle shot is enough.
Come with me, and I'll show you a herd of reindeer, which was buried by an avalanche and wasn't seen again until the spring thaw.
Don't go up there. It's unsafe.
Well, don't go down there. It's ugly.
God's peace be with you.
No! Come with me. There, cataract and avalanche sing mass. The wind preaches along the wall of the glacier, and the hawk can't get in. He swoops down onto the black peak and sits there on my church steeple like an ugly weathercock.
Wild is your way and wild your soul, poor broken instrument.
Ah! Here he comes with his clattering wings. I must get inside. Goodbye. In the ice church, I'm safe. Ah! How angry he is! Don't come near me! I'll throw stones at you! I'll hit you if you try to claw me!
Another churchgoer. On the mountain or in the valley, which is best? The guide who gropes most blindly, who strays farthest from home. The lover, light of heart, who plays along the edge of the crevasse. The dull of heart, plodding and slow because his neighbors are so. Or the wild of heart, in whose broken mind evil seems beautiful. This triple enemy must be fought. I see my calling. It shines forth like the sun. I know my mission. If these three can be slain, man's sickness will be cured. Ah, my soul, unsheath your sword to battle for the heirs of heaven.
Midwife, open another bag of corn.
I will.
Get out of the way.
Hey, where you turn?
I was first.
Let me through. Mayor, fill my sack first.
Be patient.
I must go home. My four children starving. Five.
Don't you know how many?
One was dying when I left.
Well, be patient. You're on the list, I take it. No. Oh, yes, here you are. Lucky for you. Give number 29 is. Now, good people, be patient. Niels Snamier.
Yes.
You must take a quarter less than you had last time. You've one less mouth to feed.
Yes. Rangel died yesterday.
One less. Well, the savings are saving.
Einar.
I've given all I have, Agnes. I've emptied my pockets and my purse.
Ah, a new arrival. Welcome, stranger.
Greetings.
We've had drought and famine here and now floods, so open your purse and give what you can. We've very little left. Five small fishes don't feed many hungry mouths nowadays.
Better than 10,000 issued in the name of idolatry.
I didn't ask you for advice. Words are no good to hungry men.
It's Brand! Mayor, he has returned. Brand, you can't know how the people have suffered. The harvest failed, there's been famine and sickness. People are dying.
Yes, I can see that. These sunken eyes tell me what judge holds court here.
Yet you stand there, hard as stone.
If your life here was languid and easy, I could pity your cries for bread. But to you, God has been merciful. He has made you afraid. He has scourged you with the whip of death.
He mocks us in our need.
He abuses me, who gives you bread.
Oh, could my heart's blood heal and refresh you, I would pour it till my veins were dry, but to help you now would be sin. God shall lift you out of your distress. A living people suck strength from sorrow. The weak brace their backs, knowing that the strife will end in victory. But where extremity breeds no courage, the flock is not worthy of salvation.
A storm is breaking over the fjord. His words await the thunder.
He tempts God.
Your God will perform no miracles for you.
Look at the sky.
The storm is rising.
Drive him out of the village.
Drive him out.
Kill him.
Help me. Help me!
What is the matter? What do you want?
A priest! A priest! Where can I find a priest?
We have no priest here.
Oh, then all is lost! Lost!
Perhaps one could be found.
Where is he? Tell me, where is he?
Tell me why you need him and he will come.
Over the fjord. My husband, three children, starving. We had no food. Tell me he is not damned!
Explain.
My youngest child was dying of starvation. No one would help us. It drove him mad. He killed the child.
He killed his own child.
And once he realised what he had done, his grief burst forth like a river and he turned his hand on himself. Cross the fjord and save his soul. He cannot live and dare not die. He lies, clasping the child's body, shrieking the devil's name. I beg you, give him absolution.
Your need is great.
Can it be possible?
He doesn't belong to my district.
Untie a boat and row me across.
What? In this storm, no one would dare.
Untie a boat.
It's impossible. Look.
The wind's blowing from the mountain. The fjord is seething.
The soul of a dying sinner does not wait for wind and weather. Will you risk your boat?
Yes, but wait for
good. This. Now, who will risk his life?
Not I.
Nor I.
But certain death.
Your God will help no one across, but mine will be on board.
He will die unconfessed.
He will have the last rites. Oh. I only need one man to bail and work the sail. Come, one of you.
Won't anyone give his life?
You can't ask that.
Don't get on the boat. Don't tempt the Lord.
The storm's rising.
All right, then you come. But hurry, save your husband.
But no
one... Hurry!
I can't!
Can't?
My children! Did you hear, Einar?
Yeah, he's strong.
God bless you, you know your duty. Here is one who's worthy to go with you.
Come on then, Einar.
Me?
Go, I want you to. My eyes were blind, now they see.
A week ago, I would gladly have given my life and gone with him, but...
What now?
I'm young, Agnes, and life is dear. I cannot go.
What?
I dare not.
This storm has driven us apart. All God's ocean lies between us now. I will come!
No, Agnes!
Oh, God, come on, then!
Oh, Jesus Christ, have mercy!
Agnes!
No, don't go!
Where is your house?
Over there, on the headland.
Remember your family! Agnes! Remember your mother, save your life!
We are three on board.
What was that cry above the storm?
It came from the mountain.
There! It's the witch, Gerd, laughing and shouting at him.
Blowing a box horn and throwing stones.
Hooting!
Howl and trumpet, you ugly troll. He's well protected.
The squall's caught them. The water's boiling like pitch.
Well, the next time he asks, I'll sail with him in a hurricane.
What is he?
The priest.
Well, whatever he is, he's a man. Tough and strong and brave.
That's the sort of priest we need.
Aye, that's the sort of priest we need.
That was death. It has washed away the stains of fear.
He is dead.
Now he lies, freed from his pain.
Men from the village are here.
We meet again, priest. He no longer needs your help.
His widow still has three mouths to fill.
Well?
We haven't much to offer, but we've brought a few things.
If you give all you have, but not your life, you give nothing.
I'd give it now if it could save his life.
But not to save his soul.
We are only working people.
Then turn your eyes away from the light beyond the mountains. Bend your backs to the yoke.
I thought you would tell us to throw it off.
Yes, if you can.
You can give us the strength.
Can I?
Many people have pointed the way, but you walked in it.
What do you want with me?
Be our priest.
Aye.
You are the sort of priest we need.
Ask anything of me, but not that. I have a greater calling. I must speak to the world. Where the mountains shut one in, a voice is powerless. Who buries himself in a pit when the broad fields beckon? Who ploughs the desert when fertile soil awaits him?
I understood your deeds, but not your words.
Ask no further. My time here is finished.
Is your calling dear to you?
It is my life.
If you give all but not your life, you give nothing.
One thing a man cannot give, his soul. He cannot deny his calling. He dare not block that river's course. It forces its way towards the ocean.
Yet if it lost itself in marsh or lake, it would reach the ocean in the end as dew.
Who gave you power to speak like that?
You did. In the storm, when you risked your life to save a sinner's soul, your deed rang in our ears like a bell. Tomorrow, perhaps we shall have forgotten it.
Where there is no will... there is no calling. If you cannot be what you would be, turn your face to the earth and till it well.
May you be cursed for quenching the flame you lit, as we are cursed who for a moment saw.
Silently they go, their spirits bowed. I have dared to take upon myself the salvation of man. That is my work. I must leave this narrow valley. I cannot fight my battle here. See how she sits on the shore and listens as though the air were full of song. So she sat in the storm. Agnes, what are you looking at, girl? The fjord's crooked course?
No. Not the fjord's course, nor the earth's. Both are hidden from me now. But I see a greater earth, its outline sharp against the air. I see oceans and the mouths of rivers. I see a boundless waste of desert. Great palm trees stand swaying in the sharp winds. There is no sign of life. It is like a new world at its birth. And I hear voices ring, "Now shalt thou be lost or saved. Thy task awaits thee. Take up thy burden. Thou shalt people this new earth."
What else?
I feel a force waking within me. And I sense him who watches over us, sense that he looks down full of sadness and of love. A voice cries, "Now shalt thou create and be created. Thy task awaits thee. Take up thy burden."
Yes. Within. Within. There is the way. That is the path. In oneself is that earth newly created. There shall the vulture that gnaws the will be slain. A place on the earth where one can be wholly oneself. Who is that climbing the hill? Who is she? Her body crooked and bent. What icy gust, what cold memory from childhood numbs me. Merciful God.
They said he was here. Curse the sun, it half blinds me. Is that you, my son?
Yes, mother.
You were always restless. Ran away and left me.
You wanted me to leave.
It was best. You had to be a priest. You've grown big and strong, but mark my words. Take care of your life.
Is that all?
All. What could be dearer than life? Look after yours for my sake. I gave it to you. I've heard about your crossing the fjord this morning in that storm. You are my only son, the last of our family. You must live to carry on my name and all I've lived and worked for. You'll be rich, you know, one day.
I see. So that's why you came to look for me.
Keep away. Don't come near me. Listen to me. Sooner or later, I've got to die. And then you'll get all I have. It's not much, but it's enough. You shall have it all, my son. The whole inheritance.
Let's be clear. I have always defied you, even when I was a child. I have been no son to you, and you have been no mother to me.
I don't ask for sentiment. But guard your inheritance. Never let it leave our family.
And if I should decide to scatter it to the winds?
Scatter it? The money I've drudged all my life to save.
If I should come to your bedside one evening when a candle stands at the foot of your bed, when, clasping a psalm book in your hands, you lie sleeping your first night with death.
Who gave you this idea?
Shall I tell you?
Yes.
A memory from childhood, something I cannot forget. It was an autumn evening. Father was dead. I crept into where he lay, pale in the candlelight. Then I heard a step on the stair. A woman came in. She didn't see me, but went straight to the bed and began to grope and rummage. She moved the head and pulled out a bundle, then another. She counted and whispered, "More, more." Then she pulled out from the pillows a packet bound with cord. She tore. She fumbled at it with greedy fingers. She bit it open with her teeth, searched on, found more, counted and whispered, "No, no."
I needed the money, and God knows there was precious little. I paid dearly enough for it.
Yes, dearly. It cost you your soul.
Maybe, but I paid a bigger price than that. People called it love. I remember my father's advice. Forget the village boy, he said. Take the other. Never mind that he's old and withered. He's clever. He'll double his money. I took him to wed. He never doubled his money, but I've worked and slaved since then, so that now I'm not so poor.
And do you remember, now you are near your grave, that you gave your soul to?
I remember, but I made my son a priest. When my time comes, you must look after my soul in return for your inheritance.
Blind woman, learn to see. You have debased God's coinage. You have squandered the soul he lent you. You were born in his image and you have dragged it into the mire.
You better go back home under the shadow of the glacier.
Go back to your shadows. I am near. If you feel drawn towards the light and wish to see me, send and I will come.
Yes, to judge me.
No. As a son to love you, and as a priest to shrive you. I shall shield you against the chill wind of fear. I shall sit at the foot of your bed and cool the burning in your blood with song.
Do Do you promise that?
I shall come in the hour of your repentance. But I, too, make one condition.
What?
Everything that binds you to this world you must renounce and go naked to your grave.
Ask anything else. Not what I love most.
Nothing else can mitigate his judgment.
I'll go home, then, and hug the little I can still call mine. My treasure, my child of pain. For it I tore my breast until it bled. Stay near me, priest. I don't know how I'll feel when my time is near. If I must lose everything, at least let me keep it while I can.
Your son will stay near to answer your call, and if you stretch your withered, freezing hand, he will warm it. This evening is not as the morning was, Agnes. Then I was eager for battle.
This morning I laughed. My laughter was a lie. I lived for that, the loss whereof is gain.
This morning visions flocked to me. I saw myself as the chastiser of the age, striding in greatness above the tumult. The pomp of processions, hymns and incense, silken banners, golden cups, songs of victory, the acclaim of surging crowds glorified my life's work. But it was an empty dream. I stand between the mountain and the sea, far from the tumult of the world. But this is my home, Agnes. My winged steed can be unsaddled. My duty lies here. There is a higher purpose than the glory of battle. To hallow daily toil to the praise of God.
And that God who was to fall?
I shall bury him. I thought I knew the way to cure man's sickness, but I was wrong. I see it now. It is not by spectacular achievements that man can be transformed, but by will. It is man's will that acquits or condemns him.
Stop! Rand! Give me back what you took from me.
Agnes, there she sits.
Agnes, choose between the sunny plains and this dark corner of sorrow.
I have no choice.
Agnes, listen to me. Out on the shining water, the white sails cut from the shore, the high prows pearled with spray. They fly towards their harbour in our promised land.
Sail west or east, but think of me as one dead.
Oh.
Go, and God be with you, fair tempter.
Agnes... Come with me as a sister.
Brand is my teacher, my brother, and my friend. I shall not leave him.
Young woman, think carefully before you decide. I am stern in my demands. I require all or nothing, no half measures. There is no forgiveness for failure. It may not be enough to offer your life. Your death may be required also.
Stop this mad game. Leave this man of dark lore. Live the life you know you can.
You stand at the parting of the ways.
Choose between storm and calm. Choose between joy and sorrow, night and morning. Choose between life and death.
Into the night, through death. Beyond, the morning glows red.
Agnes, don't!
Again, your eye travels anxiously along the fjord.
I am waiting for a message.
You are uneasy.
I'm waiting for a message from my mother. For 3 years I have waited faithfully, but it has never come. This morning I heard for certain that her hour is near.
Brand, you ought to go to her without waiting for any message.
If she does not repent, I have no words to say to her, no comfort to offer her.
She is your mother.
I have no right to worship gods in my family.
You are hard, Brand.
Towards you?
Oh, no.
When you married me, I told you it would be a hard life.
It has not been so. You have not kept your word.
Yes, this place is cold and bitter. The rose has faded from your cheek. Your gentle spirit freezes. The sun never warms this house.
It dances so warmly and mildly on the shoulder of the mountain opposite.
For 3 weeks in the summer, but it never reaches the valley.
Brand, there is something you are afraid of.
I? No. You?
No, Brand. You.
You have a secret fear?
So have you.
You tremble. What is it? Tell me.
Sometimes I have trembled.
For whom?
For our son.
For Olaf.
You have too?
Yes, sometimes. No, no, he cannot be taken from us. God is good. My son will grow well and strong. Where is he now?
Sleeping.
He does not dream of sickness or sorrow. Look at him. His little hand is round and plump.
But pale.
Pale, yes, but that will pass.
How peacefully he sleeps.
God bless you, my son. Sleep soundly. Oh, Agnes. You and he have given me light and peace in my work. You have made every moment of sorrow, every difficult task easy to bear. Your courage has never failed me. His childish play gives me strength. I thought my calling would be a martyrdom, but success has followed me on my journey.
Oh, yes, Bran, but you deserve success. You have fought and suffered, have toiled and drudged. I know you have wept blood silently.
With you, love came like a sunny spring day to warm my heart. I had never known it before. My father and mother never loved me. They quenched any little flame that faltered from the ashes. It was as though all the gentleness I carried suppressed within me had been saved so that I could give it all to you and him.
Not only to us. To others too.
Through you and him. No one can love all till he has first loved one.
And yet your love is hard. Where you would caress, you bruise. Many have shrunk from us at your demand of all or nothing.
What the world calls love, I neither know nor want. I know God's love, which is neither weak nor mild. It is hard, even unto the terror of death. Its caress is a scourge.
Measured by that yardstick, we all stand condemned.
It is not enough to bathe in the sweat of anguish. You must pass through the fire of torture. That you cannot will be forgiven, that you will not, never.
Yes, it must be so. Oh, lift me. Lift me to where you climb. Lead me towards your high heaven. My longing is great. My courage weak. I grow dizzy. My feet are tired and clogged with earth.
Listen, Agnes. There is but one law for all men. No cowardly compromise.
Oh, lead, Bran. Lead, and I shall follow.
No path is too steep for two to climb.
Hello! I never expected to see lovebirds in this cold valley.
Dear Doctor, are you here? Come in.
No, I won't. I'm not happy with you, and you know it. Burying yourselves in this damp cellar where the wind from the mountain cuts through body and soul like a knife.
Not through the soul.
No. Well, it feels like it. Well, I must be off. I've got to visit a patient.
My mother.
Yes. Care to come with me?
Not now.
So, what? You've been to see her already?
No.
You're a hard man. I've struggled all the way across the moor, through mist and sleet, although I know she pays like a pauper.
May God bless your energy and skill. Ease her suffering, if you can.
I hope he may bless my sense of duty. I came as soon as I heard she needed me.
She sends for you. I am forgotten. I wait. Wait.
Don't wait for her to send for you. Come now with me.
Until she sends for me, I know no duty there.
He would give his blood if it would wash her soul.
Poor child. You have a hard master.
I am not hard. As her son, I shall pay her debts. They are my inheritance.
Pay your own.
One man may pay for the sins of many.
Not when he himself is a beggar.
Whether I am rich or a beggar, I have the will. That is enough.
Yes. In your ledger, your credit account for strength of will is full. But, priest, your love account is a virgin white page.
Love. Has any word been so abused and debased? It is used as a veil to cover weakness. When the path is narrow, steep, and slippery, it can be cut short by love. When a man walks on the broad road of sin, there is still hope in love. When he sees his goal but will not fight towards it, he can conquer through love. When he goes astray, knowing what is right, he may yet find refuge in love.
Yes, love is a snare. And yet, I sometimes wonder, is it?
First, there must be will. You must will your way through fear resolutely, joyfully. It is not martyrdom to die in agony on a cross, but to will it in the extremity of pain. That is to find salvation.
And when the path becomes too steep for me, you must give me strength.
When the will has triumphed, then comes the time for love.
He kneels by the child. He rocks his head as though he wept. He presses himself against the cot like a man desperate for comfort. What a deep well of love exists in his soul. Oh, he can love his child. The snake of human weakness has not yet bitten that small heart.
Has no message come?
No, no message.
Olaf's skin is dry and hot, his temples throb, his pulse beats fast. Don't be afraid, Agnes.
Oh, God.
No, don't be afraid.
Father!
The message!
Father!
At last!
You must come now.
At once. What message does she send?
A strange message. She raised herself in bed, leaned forward and said, "Bring the priest. I will give half my goods for the sacrament."
Half?
Half.
She meant all.
Maybe, but I heard her clearly.
Dare you swear on the day of judgment that she used that word?
Yes.
Go and say that this is my reply. No priest will come. No sacrament.
You can't have understood. Your mother sent me...
I know but one law for all mankind. I cannot discriminate.
Those are hard words.
She knew what she must offer. All or nothing.
Priest!
Say that the least fragment of the golden calf is as much an idol as the whole.
I will give her your answer as gently as I can. She'll have one comfort. God is not as hard as you.
Yes, they always comfort themselves with that illusion. A psalm and a few tears just before the end and all will be forgiven. Of course, they know their old God. They know he's always ready to be bargained with.
Sam!
Another message?
Yes.
Tell me.
She says she will give 9/10 of her wealth.
Not all?
No.
She knows my answer. No priest, no sacrament.
No, she begged. In pain.
Priest, remember, she gave you birth.
Go and tell her the table for the bread and wine must be clean.
Oh, Bran, sometimes you frighten me. You flame like the sword of God.
Does not the world fight me with its stubborn apathy?
And yet from this blind, stumbling generation you demand all or nothing.
He who seeks victory must not weaken. Go into the child, sing to him, and give him sweet dreams.
What is it, Brand? Your thoughts always return to him.
Oh, nothing. Take good care of him.
Give me a text.
Stern?
No, gentle.
He who is without stain shall live.
Yes, there is one sacrifice which God dare not demand.
But if he should dare... If he should test me as he tested Abraham.
Good evening.
Oh, His Worship the Mayor.
We don't see each other often, so I thought... But perhaps this is a bad time.
Come in.
Thank you.
What do you want?
Your mother's sick, I hear. Very sick. I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't doubt it.
Very sorry.
What do you want?
Well, I've a little suggestion to make. I hope you don't mind me broaching the subject at this sad time.
Now is as good as any other time.
Well, I'll come straight to the point. You're going to be quite well off now. Maybe even rich. You won't want to bury yourself in this little backwater any longer, I presume, now that you have the means to live elsewhere.
In other words, go.
If you must put it that way. I think it would be better for all concerned. Don't misunderstand me. I admire your gifts greatly. But wouldn't they be better suited to a more sophisticated community?
A man's native soil is to him as the root is to the tree.
Of course, I can't force you to go. I know you have a calling, but you're getting above yourself.
A man must be himself. This people whom you and your like have lulled to sleep shall be awakened. I declare war on you and everything you stand for.
War?
War.
If you sound the call to arms, you will be the first to fall. Think, Brand, money, a child, a wife who loves you. Why wage your crusade in this backwater?
Because I must!
Go to rich cities where life is not so hard and order them to bleed. We do not want to bleed, but only to earn our bread in the sweat of our brows, prizing a living out of these rocky hillsides.
I shall stay here. This is my home, and here I shall begin my war.
Brand, no man can fight a war alone.
My flock is strong. I have the best men on my side.
Possibly, but I have most of them.
There goes a typical man of the people. Full-blooded, right-thinking, well-meaning, energetic, jovial and just. And yet, no landslide, flood or hurricane, no famine, frost or plague does half the damage in a year that that man does. How much spiritual aspiration has he not stifled at birth? Why does no message come? Ah, doctor, tell me, my mother?
She stands before her judge.
Dead, but penitent.
I hardly think so. She clung fast to her worldly goods until God took her from them.
What did she say?
She mumbled, "God is not so cruel as my son."
That lie that poisons every soul. Even at the threshold of death, even in the hour of judgment.
You still preach the pact Jehovah made with man 5,000 years ago. We are not to be scared by rods of fire or by nurses' tales about damned souls. Its first commandment, Brand, is be humane.
Humane. That word excuses all our weakness. Was God humane towards Jesus Christ?
If only you could find tears.
Come with me, please, Doctor.
What is it, child?
I am afraid.
What? Why?
Come.
She died. Unrepentant. Unrepentant. As she had lived. Is not this a sign? If I weaken now, I am damned tenfold. The Lord has armed me with the blade of his word. He has inflamed me with the fire of his wrath. Now I stand strong in my will. Now I dare. Now I can crush mountains.
Put your affairs in order and leave this place.
If the earth trembled, I would still remain.
Then your child will die.
My child? Oh, my child!
Listen to me. There's no light or sunshine here. The wind cuts like a polar blast. The clammy mist never lifts. The child is weak. Another winter here will kill him. Go, Brand, and your son will live. But do it quickly.
Tomorrow, if you can.
Today, tonight, now. Come, Agnes, lift him gently in his sleep. Let us fly south. Oh, Agnes, Agnes, death is spinning its web about our child. Wrap him warmly. It will soon be evening and the wind is cold.
So merciless towards your flock, so lenient towards yourself.
What do you mean?
You threatened your mother. Unless you renounce everything and go naked to your grave, you are lost. Now you are the shipwrecked soul clinging to your upturned boat. Overboard now go all your threats of damnation. You fly south, away from your flock and your calling. The priest will not preach here again.
Am I blind now? Or was I blind before?
You act as a father should. Don't think I blame you. I find you bigger now with your wings clipped than when you were the angel of God. Goodbye. I have given you a mirror. Look at it and ask yourself, is this a man who would storm the gates of heaven?
Was I wrong then? Or am I now?
Father, listen to me. You've an enemy.
Yes. Here in my heart.
Be on your guard against the mayor. He's spreading rumours. He's saying the parsonage will soon be empty. That you'll turn your back on us now your rich mother's dead.
And if I did?
Then you've been lying to us all.
Have I?
How many times have you told us that God sent you here to fight for us? That it's better for a man to die than to betray his calling? This is your calling here, among us.
Here, the people are deaf. Their hearts are dead.
You know better. You've shown us the light.
For every one who has found the light, 10 remain in darkness.
And I am that one, and I say to you, you have dragged me up from the abyss. See if you dare let me fall. If you let me go, my soul is lost. I'm not afraid. My priest and my God will not fail me.
We're ready.
Ready? For what?
To go. Oh, it's pain.
Have you heard? The parson's flown away. The trolls and demons are swarming out of the hillside.
Good. You talk crazily, child. Look at me. I am still here.
You? Well, yes, you. But not the priest. My hawk swept down the mountainside from Black Peak, bridled, saddled, wild and angry, hissing down the evening wind. And on his back a man rode. The priest. It were the priest. The village church stands empty, locked and barred. Its time is up. It's ugly. But my church's time has come now. There stands my priest, big and strong in his white cloak woven of ice. Oh, come along with me. No, come on.
Stricken soul. Who has sent you to bewilder me with talk of idols?
Idols? Oh, there's one. Do you see him? Oh, see those little hands and feet under the blanket? Man, there's an idol.
Agnes, I fear a greater one has sent her to us. Get out of my sight!
The old church stands empty, locked and barred. The priest flew away on the hawk's back!
Let us go, Brand. It is time.
Which way? Through the gate? Or back there? To the house?
Brand, your child! Your child!
Answer me. Was I not a priest before I was a father?
I cannot answer.
You must. You are the mother.
I am your wife. I shall do as you command me.
I cannot choose. Take this cup from me.
Ask yourself if you have a choice.
You must choose, Agnes.
Do as your God bids you.
Let us go. It is late.
Which way? The road?
No. That way. The house.
Oh, God! This sacrifice you dare demand, I dare raise toward your heaven. Lead me through the fire of life.
Jesus. Jesus. Give me light.
Still no sign of him. No sign. Oh, how hard it is to wait, listening to the silence. The snow falls soft and thick, binding the church in a tight shroud. Oh, at last, there he is. Is it you? Come in, come in. Oh, how long have you been away? Don't leave me. Don't leave me. I cannot shake off the black shadows of night alone.
You have me back now, child. You are pale.
I am tired. I've watched and yearned. I've bound some branches together. Just a few. It was all I had saved from the summer. To decorate the Christmas tree. His branches, I called them. Because he liked their leaves. He had some of them for his wreath. Look. It's half covered with snow in the...
In the graveyard?
That word.
Dry your tears.
Think. Last Christmas he was so well and strong and now he...
Lies in the graveyard.
Don't say it!
It must be said. Shout it if you're afraid of it.
Oh, it frightens you more than you will admit. Your brow is wet. I know what it cost you to say it.
It is only the spray from the fjord.
And what is that in your eyes? Melted snow. No, it's warm.
Agnes, we must both be strong. We must strengthen each other, fight our way step by step together.
It's easy for you to live the warrior's life, but to sit alone in silence, nursing one's grief, performing dull and humble tasks is harder. I am afraid to remember. Yet I cannot forget.
Your task is not small or humble, Agnes. It was never as great as it is now. Listen, I want to tell you something that has come to me in our sorrow. It is as though there lay a kind of joy in being able to weep. Weep. Agnes, then I see God closer than I ever saw him before. Oh, so near that it seems as though I might touch him. I thirst to cast myself into his bosom, to be sheltered by his strong, loving, fatherly arms. Oh,
Brand, always see him so. As a God you can approach more like a father, less like a master.
I must see him great and strong, as great as heaven. I must fight in the heat of the day, keep watch through the cold night. You must give me love. Your task is not small.
Brand, last night when you were away, he came into my room, rosy-cheeked, dressed in his little shirt. He tottered towards my bed and stretched out his arms, smiled, and called Mother, but as though he were asking to be warmed. I saw it. Oh, I shivered.
Agnes.
Yes, the child was freezing. He must be cold out there under the snow.
His body is under the snow, but the child is in heaven.
Now, why do you tear open the wound? What you call his body is still my child to me. I cannot separate the two.
Your wound must remain open and bleed before it can be healed.
Yes, but you must be patient. I can be led, but not driven. Stay near me, Brand. Give me strength. Speak to me gently. The God you taught me to know is a warrior God. How dare I go to him with my small sorrow?
Would you have found it easier to have turned to the God you worshipped before?
No, no, I shall never turn to that God again. And yet sometimes I long to be where light and sunshine are. Your kingdom is too big for me. Everything here is too big for me. Your calling, that mountain that hangs over us, our grief, our memories. Only the church is too small.
The church? Why is it too small?
I can't explain it. I feel it. The church is too small.
Many people have said the same to me. Even the mad girl I met on the moor said it. The church is ugly because it's too small, she screamed. She couldn't explain it either. Oh, Agnes, you can find the right road blindfold where I pass by the turning. Our Lord's church is small, but it must be rebuilt. Again, you guide me. You see how much I need you. It is I who say to you, do not leave me, Agnes.
I will shake off my sorrow. I will dry my tears. I will bury my memories. I will be wholly your wife.
Where are you going?
Well, I must not forget my household duties. Least of all tonight. Do you remember last Christmas you said I was wasteful because I had a candle burning in every window? Green branches and pretty things, toys on the Christmas tree, singing and laughter. Bran, this year I shall put lights everywhere again to remind us that it's Christmas. I shall make the house as bright as I can for Christ's birthday. Now, do you see any tears in my eyes?
Light the candles, child. That is your task.
Yeah. Build your big church, but have it built by the spring.
Oh, God. Give her strength. Take from me the cup, the bitterest cup of bending her to thy law. I have strength. I have courage. Double my load. Only be merciful unto her.
Beaten me.
Nah.
Yes, I reckon I'd beat you, Father. Well, I proved a bad prophet.
Well?
I'm in the right, but I shan't fight you any longer.
Why?
Because you've got the people on your side.
Have I?
You know that. And no man's fool enough to fight a war alone.
Well, what do you intend to do?
I'm going to build.
Build, did you say?
Yes. For my own sake, as well as for the village. Election time will soon be here, and I must show the people that I have their best interests at heart. Otherwise, they may elect some worthless fellow in my place. So I thought I'd discuss with you what would be the best measures to improve the welfare of our poor parishioners.
You want to abolish poverty?
Certainly not. Poverty's a necessity in every society, we've got to accept that. But with a little skill, it can be kept within limits and moulded into decent forms. I thought, for example, we might build a poorhouse and combine it with a jail, say, and a hall for meetings and banquets.
But the money?
Ah, that's the problem. And that is what I wanted to talk to you about. I need your help to raise it.
I myself am going to build.
What? You? Steal my plan?
Not exactly. Look, can you see that?
What? That great ugly building, that's your cowshed, isn't it?
Not that, the little ugly one.
What, the church?
I shall rebuild it.
Rebuild the church?
Make it great.
The devil you don't, that'd ruin my plan. We'd never get the people to subscribe to both.
That church must come down.
It's always been acceptable to the people, at least in the old days.
Possibly, but that time is past. It is too small.
Too small? Well, I've never seen it full.
That is because there is not space enough in it for a single soul to rise.
Brand. friend. Take my advice. Leave the church alone. It's an ancient monument. You can't just knock it down to satisfy a whim. It'd be shameful, horrible, barbaric. Besides, where will you get the money?
I will build it with my own money, my inheritance. All I have to the last penny shall be given to this work.
Hmm. You know, now that I see it in the moonlight, with all this snow on it, does look a bit tumble down.
What?
It is too old. I can't think why I didn't notice it before. We mustn't let our reverence for the past or our piety warp our judgment.
Indeed.
My dear Brand, I am dumbfounded. Such munificence is without precedent, even in the rich cities. Dumbfounded. Very well. I withdraw my project. Make your plans. I'll see what support I can work up for you. We shall build the church together.
What? Give up your plan?
Yes, I'd be a fool not to. If I went round asking for contributions for my plan while they knew that you were paying for yours out of your own pocket, whom do you think they'd support? No, I'm with you. I'm all for your plan. I'm very taken with it. It's quite excited me. What a lucky chance I happen to come and visit you this evening.
But suppose our parishioners should refuse to pull it down?
You leave that to me. If I don't succeed in persuading the fools to agree, I'll pull it down with my own hands, beam by beam. Oh, well, I must be off. I shall have to see about those ragamuffins I arrested this morning.
Ragamuffins?
Gypsies. I discovered them just outside the village. Dreadful people. Trouble is, they belong to the parish in a kind of way. They're my responsibility. Yours too.
What?
Well, didn't you ever hear folk talk of that penniless lad who wanted to marry a mother?
What?
She sent him packing, of course. He went half out of his mind. In the end, he married a gypsy girl and added another one to their numbers before he died.
A child?
Yes. A gypsy girl, Gerd.
Her?
So, in a sense, the woman who brought you into the world brought her here too. But the girl was conceived as a result of his love for your mother.
Good.
Well, I mustn't stay any longer. I'll be seeing you again soon. Goodbye, goodbye. Remember me to your good wife. Oh, happy Christmas.
Will atonement never cease? How strangely, how wildly the threads of fate are woven. My poor, innocent son. You were killed for my mother's greed. The mad, stricken gypsy girl, born of my mother's sin, persuaded me to stay here, and so you died. The God of justice watches over us. He demands retribution. How easily that word slips through our lips. Men pray while they stand knee-deep in the mire of doubt. And yet, when I was afraid, when I saw my son fall into his last sleep and his mother's kisses could not bring back the smile to his cheeks, did I not pray then? Was I refreshed by prayer? Did I speak with God? Did he hear me? Did he look down on this house of grief where I wept? I do not know. Now, all is shut and barred. Darkness has fallen on me again, and I can find no light. No light. Light. Agnes, bring me light. Light.
Yes, Brand. The Christmas candles.
Oh, the Christmas candles.
Have I been long?
No, no.
Oh, how cold it is in here. You must be freezing.
No.
How proud you are. You will not admit that you need light and warmth.
Will not.
Last Christmas, he groped with his tiny fingers at their clear frames. He stretched forward from his little chair and asked, Mother, is it the sun? The candles will stand here by the window. Now their light falls on his... on the... Now, from where he sleeps, he can see their warmth through the window pane. Now he can peep quietly in and see the bright glow of our Christmas room.
Oh, but the window pane is misted. Wait a moment. Wait a moment. It'll soon be clear.
What are you doing?
Shh, quiet.
Close the shutter.
Bran.
Shut them. Shut them tightly.
Why must you be so hard? It's not right.
Close the shutter.
How much more will you demand of me?
Unless you give all, you give nothing.
I have given all.
There is more.
Ask. I have the courage of poverty.
You have your grief, your memories, your sinful longing for what is gone.
Take them.
Your sacrifice is worthless if you grieve.
Your Lord's way is steep and narrow.
It is the way of the will. There is no other.
But the way of mercy?
It's built of sacrificial stones.
Now these words of the scripture open up before me like a great abyss.
Which words?
He dies who sees Jehovah face to face.
Oh, hide, hide. Do not look at him. Close your eyes.
Shall I?
No.
Brand.
I love you.
Your love is hard.
Too hard.
Do not ask. Follow where you lead.
You are my wife, and I have the right to demand that you shall devote yourself wholly to our calling.
Yes, but don't leave me.
I must. I need rest and quiet. Soon I shall begin to build my church. All peace be with you.
Brand, may I open the shutters just a little? Only a little, please, Brand.
No.
Shut. Everything is shut. Even oblivion is shut to me. I cannot forget and I am forbidden to weep. I must go out. I cannot breathe in this shuttered room alone. Out, but where? Will not those stern eyes in heaven follow me? Can I fly from the empty silence of my fear? Oh, where is he? What's he doing? He's reading aloud. He cannot hear what I say. No help. No advice. No comfort. Well, shall I open the shutters so that the clear light may hunt the horrors of night from his grave? No, he's not out there. Christmas is the children's time. He will be allowed to come here. Perhaps he stands outside now, stretching up his hands to tap at his mother's window and finds it closed. Ulf, the house is closed. Your father closed it. I dare not open it now. You and I have never disobeyed him. Fly back to heaven. Do not say your father shut you out. Say he was grieved. Say he sighed. Tell them it was he who plucked the pretty leaves to make your wreath. No, no, I'm dreaming. No, there is much to be done before we two can meet. I must work. Work silently. God's demand must be fulfilled. I must make myself hard. I must make my will strong. But tonight is Christmas. A holy night. I will bring out my relics of love and happiness, whose worth only a mother can know. Here is the veil. Here is the shawl in which he was carried to his christening. Here is the shirt. How pretty it is, how smart he looked in it when he sat in church. Here is his scarf and the coat he wore when he first went out of doors. It was too long, but it soon became too small. And here are the clothes I wrapped him in to keep him warm on the long journey south. When I put them away, I was tired to death.
God have mercy on me. Dear God, spare me, God. I cannot destroy this last idol. Send another if it be thy will.
Oh, this is wet. Have I been crying? How rich I am to have these treasures still.
Share with me, rich mother.
You are far richer than I.
Oh, you're like the rest. Full of words.
Tell me what you want, gypsy woman.
Not you. You're the priest. I'd rather go back into the storm than have you preach at me. Can I help being what I am?
Rest and warm yourself by the fire. If your child is hungry, it will be fed.
Just give me a rag to wrap my baby in. Look at him. He's half naked and blue with cold. The wind's made his body raw.
Agnes?
Yes?
You see your duty?
Brand? To her? No.
Give them to me. Well, give them all to me. Rags or silks, nothing's too poor or too fine as long as it's something to wrap him in and keep him warm.
Choose, Agnes.
Give them to me!
It is a sacrilege, a sin against the dead.
If you fail now, he will have died for nothing.
Come, woman, take them. I will share them with you.
Share, Agnes, share.
Half is enough. She needs no more.
Would half have been enough for your child?
Come, woman, take them. Take the dress he wore to his baptism. Here is his shirt, his scarf, his coat. It will keep the night air from your child.
Give them to me.
Agnes, have you given her all?
Here is his christening robe. Take that too.
Good. That seems to be all. I'll go. I'll wrap him up outside. Then I'll be on my way.
Tell me, Brand. Haven't I given enough now?
Did you give them willingly?
No.
Then your gift is nothing. The demand remains.
Brand!
What is it?
I lied. Look, I kept one thing.
His cap.
Yes.
Stay with your idols.
Wait!
What do you want?
Take it.
Willingly?
Willingly.
The woman is still outside.
The darkness is past. The mist has stolen away. The clouds have gone. Through the night, beyond death, I see the morning. I am free, Brand. I am free.
You have conquered.
Yes. I have conquered now. Conquered death and fear. He was born to die. Ulf is in heaven. If I dared, if I could, I would not beg for him back again. Giving my child has saved my soul from death. Thank you for guiding my hand. You have fought for me unflinchingly. Now the weight has fallen on you. Of all or nothing. Now you stand in the valley of choice.
Agnes, you speak in riddles. Our struggle is over.
Have you forgotten, Brand? He dies who sees Jehovah face to face.
No, Agnes. No, you shall not leave me. Let me lose everything else. Everything. But not you. Don't leave me, Agnes.
Choose. You stand where the road divides. Quench the light that burns in me. Give me back my idols. The woman is still outside. Let me go back to my blindness. Push me back into the mire where till now I have sinned. You can do anything. You are free to. I have no strength to oppose you. If you will and dare do it, I'm your wife as before. Choose.
You must not go back. Oh, far from this place, far from our memories of sorrow, you will find that life and light are one.
Do you forget the thousand souls here whom God has called you to save? Whom your God bade you to lead home to the fountain of redemption? Choose.
I have no choice.
Thank you for this. Thank you for everything. I'm tired now. I must sleep.
Sleep, Agnes. Your day's work is ended.
The day is ended. And the candle is lit for the night. The victory took all my strength. Oh, but God is easy to praise. Good night, Brand.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you for everything. Now, I want to sleep.
Be steadfast to the end. The victory of victories is to lose everything. Only that which is lost remains eternal.
Good morning.
My word,
village has come to life today.
People are pouring in from miles around. The whole fjord's white with sails.
Indeed, schoolmaster.
As soon as people see something being done, they go crazy. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as something's being done.
Shh.
What is it?
Quiet.
Good gracious. Somebody's playing the organ.
It's him.
Who, the priest?
Exactly.
Well, he's out early. He doesn't sleep well these days.
He's been gnawed by loneliness ever since he lost his wife. He tries to keep his sorrow to himself, but it breaks out now and then. Listen. Every note sounds as though he were weeping for his wife and child.
It's as if they were talking.
As if one were weeping, the other consoling. The new church hasn't brought him much happiness.
Or any of us. The day the old church fell, it seemed to take with it everything in which our life had been rooted.
We are afraid. As though they had been summoned to elect a new god. I feel a sense of foreboding.
As do I, Sexton. As do I.
I shall rebuild the Lord's house and make it greater. That was my boast. Is this what I envisaged? Is this the vision I once had of a vault spanning the world's pain? Oh. If Agnes had lived, it would have been different. She would have banished my doubts. She could see greatness where I saw only smallness. Oh, garlands, flags, they have set up my name in gold. God, give me light, or else bury me 1,000 fathoms in the earth. Everyone praises me, but their words burn me. If I could hide myself. If only I could hide.
Ah! Oh, new church has marvellous acoustics. Everyone I've spoken to is full of admiration.
Really?
Yes. The provost himself was quite amazed and praised them highly. What a noble building it is. What style, what size?
They must be told the truth. The church as it stands is small. To hide that would be a lie.
Bless my soul. Anyway, I've news for you. That's why I came. Your fame has spread, and now you've attracted favourable attention in the highest circles. Royalty! You're to receive a decoration, the Grand Cross!
I am already crushed beneath a heavier cross. Let who can take that from me. I'm tired.
Well, really, he must have been drinking.
Oh, Agnes, Agnes, why did you fail me? I am weary of this game which no one wins and no one loses. I am tired of fighting alone.
Dear children, blessed lambs, forgive my late arrival. I've been practicing my sermon all morning. Others more eloquent and wittier than I will thank you at greater length after luncheon. There will be many speeches. My dear Brand, you look so pale.
My strength and courage failed me long ago.
Quite understandable. So many things to worry about and no one to help you. But now the worst is over, there was something else I wanted to talk to you about.
Speak.
You treat each one of your parishioners as though he were a separate spiritual problem. Between ourselves, that's a mistake. You must treat all alike.
Explain yourself more clearly.
We want all men to be equal. But you are creating inequality where it never existed before. Until now, each man was a member of the church. You have taught him to look upon himself as an individual requiring special treatment. The surest way to destroy a man is to turn him into an individual. Very few men can fight the world alone.
Do you know what you're asking me to do? You are demanding that at the cock crow of the state, I shall betray the ideal for which I have lived.
Betray an ideal? My dear Brand, I'm just showing you your duty. Aspire to be a saint, but be a good fellow and don't encourage others to imitate you.
I can see the mark of Cain upon your brow.
I merely beg you to consider your position if you want to get on. Well, goodbye. I'm going to preach a sermon on the duality of human nature, and I must take a little light refreshment first.
No,
Not yet. They have not got me yet. This churchyard has had blood to drink. My light, my life lie buried here, but they will not get my soul. It is terrible to stand alone. If only one person would share my faith, give me strength, give me peace. Einar, you.
Yes, that is my name.
I have been longing to meet someone whose heart was not of wood or stone. Come and talk to me.
I need no priest. I have found peace.
You are angry with me for what happened when we last met.
No, I do not blame you. You are the blind guide our saviour sent me when I was playing the world's wild game. I was seduced by pride and belief in my own strength, but God be praised, he did not abandon his foolish sheep. When the moment was ripe, he opened my eyes.
How?
I fell.
Fell?
Yes, into drunkenness and gambling. He gave me a taste for cards and dice.
And you call this the Lord's doing?
That was my first step towards salvation. Then he took my health from me, my talent for painting, and my love of merriment. I was taken to hospital, where I lay sick a long while. Lay as though in flames. I thought I saw in all the rooms thousands of huge flies. At last, they let me go, and I became a child of the Lord.
And then?
I became a preacher of total abstinence, and I'm now a missionary.
A missionary? Where?
In Africa. I'm on my way there now. I must go. My time is short.
Won't you stay for a while? As you see, we have a feast day here.
Thank you. No. My place is with the Black Souls. Goodbye.
Don't you want to ask what happened to...
To who? Ah. That young woman who held me, struggling in her net of lust before I became cleansed by the true faith. Yes. What happened to her?
The next year she became my wife.
Such matters do not concern me.
Our life together was richly blessed with joy and sorrow. Our child died.
A triviality.
Perhaps you're right. He was lent, not given, and we shall meet again. But then she left me too. Their graves grow green side by side.
Vanity, Brand, vanity.
That too.
All that is important is how she died.
In hope of the dawn. With the heart's wealth untouched, her will steadfast even to her last night, grateful for all that life had given her and had taken away, she went to her grave.
Vanity, vanity, man. How was her faith?
Unshakable.
In whom?
In her God.
Her God cannot save her. She is damned.
What are you saying?
Damned, poor soul.
Go your way, fool.
The Prince of Darkness will have you in his clutches. You will burn like her in everlasting fire.
You dare to pronounce judgment on her and me, poor sinning fool.
My faith has washed me clean.
Hold your tongue.
Hold yours! I smell sulphur here and glimpse the devil's horn upon your brow. I am a grain of God's immortal wheat, but you are chaff upon the winds of judgment.
And that was the man who was to give me strength. Now, all my bonds are broken. I shall march under my own flag, even if none will follow.
Hurry, Brand. Procession is lined up, ready to move towards the church.
Let them come.
Without you? Listen, the crowd is shouting for you. Go and calm them, or I fear they'll grow violent.
I shall stay here, Mayor.
Are you mad? Use your influence to control them. Oh, too late.
Father!
Brand! Look, there he is!
Open the church, Father! Open the church!
Open the church!
Mayor, can't you control them?
They won't pay any heed to me, Provost.
At last a current has stirred this stagnant pool. Men, you stand at the crossroads. Will yourselves to be new. Destroy everything in you that is rotten. Only then can the great temple be built as it must and shall.
The priest is mad. He's mad.
Yes, I was. I was mad to think that to double the church's size would be enough. I did not see that it was all or nothing. I lost myself in compromise. But today the Lord has spoken. The trump of doom has sounded over this house. Why have you come to the church? Only to gape at the show, to gape at its steeple, to listen to the organ and the bells, enjoy the glow of high-sounding speeches. That was not what I dreamed.
I dreamed that I might build a church so great that it would embrace not just faith and doctrine, but everything in life. The thing that stands here is a lie. A monstrous lie. Away with it.
Lead us
to victory.
Do not listen to him. He is not a true Christian.
No, Provost, you are right. I am not a true Christian. Neither are you, nor is anyone here. Has he not said that only if ye are as little children can ye enter the kingdom? Come then, both men and women, show yourselves with fresh children's faces in the great church of life.
Open the church door.
No, not this
not
church.
Not this church.
Not the church of life.
Our church is boundless. It has no walls. Its floor is the green earth, the moorland, the meadow, the sea, the fjord. Only heaven can span its roof. There, life and faith shall melt together.
You give us light.
We have lived in darkness.
Show us the church of life.
Life and faith must be one.
Stop him. Stop him. He will take our flock from us.
Keep calm, Provost. Let him rave.
Away from this place. God is not here. His kingdom is perfect freedom. I am priest here no longer. I withdraw my gift.
The keys.
Don't. Into the river with
Brand.
Them.
Yeah!
If you want to enter, creep in through the cellars. Your backs are supple.
Well, that's the end of his decoration.
He'll never be a bishop now.
Come, all of you who are young and strong. Leave this dead valley. Follow me to victory. Arise from your half-life. Slay the enemy within you.
Show us the way.
We will follow. We shall wander through the land, over the frozen ocean of the moor, freeing our souls, purifying, crushing our weaknesses. Be men, be priests, renew God's faded image. Make the earth your temple.
A vision.
Follow him.
Arise.
Leave the valley.
Up to the moor.
Stop.
Raise him on your shoulders.
They have left me. My flock has abandoned me.
Do not fear, my lord. Victory will soon be ours.
Victory? But our flock has left us.
We're not beaten. Not if I know my sheep.
Forward! Forward! Victory lies ahead. Forget your village. Leave it in its hollow. The mist has buried it. Forget that you were beasts. Now you are men of the Lord. Climb! Onward! Climb!
Wait! Wait!
We must cross the mountain first. Follow me.
That's too steep.
We'll never get there by nightfall.
The ice church lies that way.
The steep path is the shortest.
Oh, my child is sick. My feet are sore. Water, water.
We are thirsty.
Won't our lives be endangered?
What will be my share of the reward?
My son will not die, will he, Father?
How long shall we have to fight? How much will it cost? What will be our reward?
How long will you have to fight until you die? What will it cost? Everything that you hold dear. Your reward, a new will, cleansed and strong, a new faith, integrity of spirit, a crown of thorns. That will be your reward.
What?
Betrayed!
You have betrayed us!
You have tricked us!
I have not betrayed or tricked you.
You promised us victory!
Now you ask for sacrifice.
I have promised you victory, and I swear it shall be won through you. But we who march in the first rank must fall.
He wants us to die!
Save people who haven't been born!
We can't go back!
And we daren't go on!
Look! The Provost!
Now don't be frightened of him!
My children, my sheep... Listen to the voice of your old shepherd. What can you achieve, humble people born in a humble village? Were you created to shake the world, to right wrongs, liberate the oppressed? You have your humble tasks allotted you. To attempt more is presumptuous and wrong. Would you intervene between the hawk and the eagle? Would you challenge the wolf and the bear? You will only be preyed on by the ruthless and the mighty. My sheep, my children.
Yes, yes, it's true.
He's right. Choose, men and women, choose.
But we want to go home.
Too late.
Too late.
Let us go on.
What luck that I managed to find you.
There, sir, please don't be angry with us.
Well, no time for that. Just you come with me. A marvellous thing has happened for the village. If you behave sensibly, you will all be rich by nightfall.
Rich?
What? How?
A shoal of fishes has entered the fjord. Millions of them.
What?
Do you want to spend this night on this mountain? Such a shoal has never entered our fjord before. A better time is dawning for us, my friends.
Choose between him and God.
A miracle, a sign from heaven. I have often dreamed that this might happen. Now it has. We have been given a sign.
If you turn back now, you are lost.
A shoal of fishes.
A shoal of millions of them.
Food for your children, gold for your wives.
To the boats, to the boats.
Oh, what about the priest?
The priest?
Leave the lunatic.
Yeah, leave him. He lied to us.
He refused his old mother the sacrament.
Yeah. He killed his child.
And his wife, too.
Shame on him. The scoundrel.
A bad son, a bad father, a bad husband. Where could you find a worse Christian?
He pulled our church down.
He locked us out with a new one.
I see the mark of Cain on every brow. I see where you will all end.
Don't listen to Bran.
Drive the hell Bran away from the village. Stone him.
Kill him.
My people, return to your firesides. Repent of your rash folly, and you will see that the simple life is good. Farewell. And good luck to your fishing!
They go their way and let us go ours!
They don't ask us to sacrifice our lives!
Are they wise?
God's miracle has saved us. What miracle? The shoal of fishes.
Oh, that.
A lie? Well,
I hope your reverence will think it excusable in view of the importance of the issue.
Of course, quite excusable. The voice of the people is the voice of God. Come.
A thousand started with me from the valley. Not one has followed me to the mountaintop. All of them have the craving in their hearts, but the sacrifice frightens them. It was not for us that he drained the cup of agony. Not for us that the thorn crown scarred his brow. It was not for us that he carried his cross. Have I been dreaming? Am I awake? Everything is hidden in mist. Was it all only a sick man's vision? Is man defeated after all? Oh, there is a sound in the air, like singing.
You can never be like him, for you are flesh. Do his will, or forsake him, you are lost, lost.
Lost? Lost, I can almost believe it. Did he not reject my prayer in the church? Did he not take from me all I had, closed every path that might have led me to light, made me fight until my strength was finished, and then let me be defeated?
Worm, you will never be like him. You have drained the cup of death. Follow or forsake him. Your work is doomed.
Olaf and Agnes, come back to me. I sit alone on the mountain top. The north wind blows through me. Spectres haunt me.
Brand, I have come back to you.
Agnes. Agnes.
Stop! There is a gulf between us. You're not dreaming. You're not asleep. You've been sick, my dear. You've been mad. You dreamt your wife was dead.
You are alive. Praise be.
Shh, we have not much time. Come with me, come with me.
But Olaf?
He is alive too.
Alive?
It was all a dream. Your sorrows were a dream. You fought no battle. Olaf's with your mother. She is well, and he grows tall. The old church still stands. You can pull it down if you wish. The villagers toil below as they did before you came. In the good old days.
Good?
Then there was peace.
Peace.
Quickly, Bran, come with me.
Oh, I am dreaming, Agnes.
No longer. But you need tenderness and care.
I am strong.
Not yet. Your dreams will lure you back again. The mist will swallow you and take you from me. Your mind will grow confused again unless you try the remedy.
Oh, give it to me.
You have it.
What is it?
Three words. You must blot them out. Wipe them from your memory. Forget them.
Say them.
All or nothing.
All or nothing.
As surely as I live and as surely as you shall sometime die.
Alas for us both. The drawn sword hangs over us as it hung before.
Be gentle, Brand. My breasts are warm. Hold me in your strong arms. Let us go and find the sun in the summer.
The sickness will not come again.
It will come, Brand. Be sure.
No, I have put it behind me. The horror of dreams is past. Now comes the horror of life.
Of life?
Come with me, Agnes.
Stop! Brand, what will you do?
What I must. Live what till now I dreamed. Make the illusion real.
Impossible. Remember where that road led you.
I will tread it again.
The road of fear in the mist of dreams. Will you ride it freely and awake?
Freely and awake.
And let your child die.
And let my child die.
Brand.
I must.
And kill me.
I must.
Quench the candles in the night and shut out the sun in the day. Never pluck life's fruit. Never be soothed by song. I remember so many songs.
I must. Do not waste your prayer.
Do you forget what reward your sacrifices brought you? Your hopes betrayed you. Everyone forsook you. Everyone stoned you.
I do not suffer for my own reward. I do not strive for my own victory.
Remember, an angel with a flaming rod drove man from paradise. He set a gulf before the gate. Over that gulf, you cannot leap.
The way of longing remains.
Die! The world has no use for you!
It disappeared in the mist, flying on great rough wings across the moor like a hawk. It was a deceitful spirit. The spirit of compromise.
Did you see him? Did you see the hawk?
Yes, child. This time, I saw him.
Well, quick, tell me, which way did he fly? We'll go after him. We'll get him this time.
No weapon can harm him. You think you've killed him, but the next moment he's after you, as fierce as ever.
I stole the reindeer hunter's rifle and loaded it with silver. I'm not as bad as they say.
I hope you hit him.
Priest, you're limping. Your foot's hurt. How did that happen?
The people hunted me.
Your forehead is red.
The people stoned me.
Your voice used to be clear as song. Now it creaks like leaves in autumn.
Everything, everyone...
What?
...betrayed me.
Now I know who you are. Oh, I thought you were the priest of fire upon him and all the others. You're the big man, the biggest of all.
I used to think I was.
Well, let me see your hands.
My hands?
They're scarred with nails. There's blood in your hair. The thorn's teeth have cut your forehead. You've been on the cross. My father told me it happened long ago and far away, but now I see he was deceiving me. I know you. You're the savior, man.
Get away from me.
Shall I fall down at your feet and pray?
Go.
Well, you gave the blood that will save us all. There are nail holes in your hands. You are the chosen one. You are the greatest of all.
I am the meanest thing that crawls on the earth.
Look! The clouds are lifting. Do you know where you're standing?
I stand upon the lowest stair. There is far to climb, and my feet are sore.
Answer me. Do you know where you're standing?
Yes. Now the mist is lifting.
Yes, it is lifting. Black Peak points its finger towards heaven.
Black Peak? The Ice Church?
Yes. You came to my church after all.
I wish I were far away. Oh, how I long for light and sun and the still tenderness of peace. I long to be where life's summer kingdoms are. Oh, Jesus. I have called upon your name. Why did you never receive me into your bosom?
You passed close by me, but you never touched me. Let me hold one poor corner of your garment and wet it with my tears of true repentance.
What's the matter? You're crying. Hot tears. You're melting the snow on my church roof. The ice priest's cloak is sliding from his shoulders. Man, why did you never weep before?
My life was a long darkness. Now the sun is shining. It is day. Until today, I sought to be a tablet on which God could write. Now my life shall flow, rich and warm. The crust is breaking. I can weep. I can kneel. I can pray.
The hawk. Look. There he sits, the ugly brute. That's him, casting the shadow. Can't you hear him beating the sides of the peak with his great wings? Now is the moment. Now! If only the silver will bite!
What are you doing? Be careful. An avalanche. The ice roof is cracking.
I hit him! Look! He's falling! Hear how he groans! Look at his white feathers floating down the mountainside! Ah! He's rolling down on top of us!
Must each man die to atone for human sin?
Oh, look how he tumbles and roars! Oh, I shan't be afraid anymore! Why, he's as white as a dove! Oh, the horrid, horrid...
Answer me, God, in the moment of death. If not by will, how can man be redeemed?
He is the God of love.
In Brand by Henrik Ibsen, translated by Michael Mayer, Brand was played by the late Gerard Murphy. Agnes by Morven Christie. The Mayor by Jeremy Swift. The Mother, Anne Mitchell. And Einar, Carl Prekop. Gerd was played by Alex Tregear. The Doctor by Alan Cox. The Provost, Mark Tandy. The Guide, James Lely. The Crazed Woman, Susie Riddell, the Gypsy, Elaine Claxton, the Sexton, Reg Stewart, the Schoolmaster, Gerard McDermott, and the Man, Simon Bubb. Music was composed by Nikolai Abrahamson, and the director was Peter Kavanagh. Well, next Sunday, our Northern Lights Festival will have finished and we're very much back in the South for Drama on Three. It's a play by the American actress Elizabeth Robbins, who incidentally was famous for having pulled a gun on George Bernard Shaw when he made a pass at her. She wrote it to support the cause of women's suffrage and it was first performed at the Royal Court Theatre in London in 1907. Zoe Tapper and Samuel West star in Votes for Women, and that begins at 9 o'clock next Sunday evening. Well, meanwhile, we still have the last part of our European Christmas to look forward to tonight. Ian Skelly will be back with that in a moment. This time he's off to Bulgaria for a concert featuring the music of Duke Ellington. So till then, as we're still celebrating our Northern Lights Festival, we spent the past couple of hours in Norway, so I thought we'd make a brief trip to neighbouring Finland for music by Levi Muddatoja. an elegy by the Finnish composer Levi Modetoja, who was born and died during the long lifetime of Sibelius. And those were Finnish performers too, members of the Turku Philharmonic.
This Christmas, delve into the cinematic world of Charles Dickens on Radio 3.
Lisa, I want some more.
Join me, Matthew Sweet, David Copperfield, Oliver, Miss Havisham and friends to explore music from the many film adaptations of Dickens's great works. And of course, it wouldn't be Christmas without Ebenezer Scrooge, so expect plenty of musical cheer and a little bar humbug with Christmas carol scores by Richard Adensel, Danny Elfman and the Muppets. Charles Dickens and the Sound of Cinema at 3 o'clock on Boxing Day here on BBC Radio 3. God bless us, everyone.
Indeed. Well, this is BBC Radio 3. It's now 11 o'clock and Ian Skelly's returned, much refreshed, to set out on the final part of his EBU Day of Christmas Music. Welcome back, Ian. I think this is Christmas with a bit of a difference, isn't it?
A bit of a difference, yes. It comes from Bulgaria and it features the music not of a Bulgarian but of a great jazz musician by the name of Duke Ellington, who was 66 years old when he composed the music for a series of concerts which were planned to take place in major churches all over the United States. He called them sacred concerts, and they were performed by different soloists and choirs, with the programme changing each time. Well, 20 years later, in 1993, John Heuber conducted a workshop dedicated to Duke Ellington and his sacred concerts, but there was no score available, which meant that he and his colleague, Peter Pedersen, had to arrange the music themselves. And this time, the choir and the band were given a more equal share of the limelight. They drew from material from three original concerts, and they simply called what they produced sacred concert. Well, in this performance of that piece, the Bulgarian National Radio Big Band is conducted by Antony Donchev. The band is marking its 55th anniversary at the moment. They've spread the celebration over two consecutive concert seasons, devoting programmes to notable composers and projects. And the band has much to celebrate because it's long been associated with some of Bulgaria's best musicians. Lili Ilieva is one of the brightest young jazz singers in Bulgaria. She's a graduate of the Prince Klaus Conservatoire in the Netherlands. She's a composer. She performs with a jazz quartet and an a cappella ensemble, which she founded. And she's also co-leader of the Songs of Ion folk jazz project. So she works far and wide with jazz bands and orchestras. Adelina Koleva founded the new music vocal group in 2003 as a form of training for all of the performers in her vocal school, and the ensemble that she created out of that is made up of students and is consequently very busy and has now won many an international award. So here they all are to perform Sacred Concert by Duke Ellington.